你的家里面干？
我十七岁甩飞机的没有，我十七岁的没有时候，我没英文，所以我公阿带我去考一中，我就跟台面的这样子。他考一中的，他就跟以后结婚生女婿了。
Knowing that my mom came to the United States at the age of 17 by taking a plane here, I didn't know that she struggled so much. She says that when I came to America.I didn't know how to speak English. The only way I can afford my living expenses is by working in a factory sewing on clothes that my aunt took me to. Most of the time when I'm in America, I depend on my friends because when I receive mails, I don't know how to read it. That's why I want my own children growing up to have a successful life and so I don't have to depend on others.
Mommy, more English.那一拉大爷，我都没用啊！只要处理，那说弄片没没看，我也落到朋友发生什么大爷，我都听我朋友有暗示啊，就帮我帮我。所以妈咪也希望每个人退休退好好的，都爱有帮我帮我。就从妈咪只要没用，但每个人做大事啊，发生什么大爷，我都没用啊帮你。退休后没有妈咪也没用啊帮你。那个学校发生什么大事，妈咪都落地有英文能帮妈咪，所以妈咪也希望你个能住得好好的，帮妈咪。
She also said that when you was a little kid, I didn't know how to respond to teachers when there's a report conference because I don't understand anything that they are saying to me. She also said that there's not much I can do when you are in trouble because I barely communicate right in English.
妈咪的是哦 ，broken English， 哦，你没讲，他说咩啥？那发生呢？那一回带也是啊，我屁了是哪呢？我读了多，去安个健康，所以妈咪得好女看的更多哟，煮得好帮妈咪，妈咪帮妈咪 cousin 小时候出游，伊个 cousin 佮要问啦，就滴妈咪佮咪个冇英文，很吃亏，看来伊出游伊咩妈咪。妈咪给伊拍一堆麦，伊麦妈咪不但粗度啊，妈咪就矮，脑都就矮。妈咪问我，妈咪就好讲，帮麦多我卡生最好，伊是见到强读书，帮伊爬光爬光哩做乌龟都讲。你看伊妈咪无英文，所以去学我。伊那讲个话，妈咪也未听，因为妈咪在听你哩讲，也记住你英文。就是妈咪无英文，所以去学我。就是我无英文，所以就伊骂我，所以。甘咪我都退休，但是妈咪那两个后辈用啦，也是所以就寄托在你们身上。
What I also found interesting was when she says that people take advantage of her because she speaks broken English. She told me a story. I had to collect rent from my cousin since she's so far, and this person refused to pay rent. One day I went up to her saying, "You need to move because you haven't paid rent in a couple months." I don't know what this person said to me.Because I barely understand English, I only understand a little bit. But in her tone of voice, she was yelling at me. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't do anything because I have nothing to say back. I didn't know how to say it back. Auntie Annie?
Yes. I came to the States when I was 14. So number one, definitely not able to understand the.And the classmate when they spoke. A lot of times I did study English when I was in Hong Kong. However, it was very different because I didn't practice dialogue at all, so it's all through books. So when I first came to America, I had very difficult in understanding the textbook. And I remember my first assignment for like summer reading was so called The Trees Grow in Brooklyn, and I have to literally look up the dictionary. If I was reading the dictionary more than I was reading the novel, that was definitely the challenge. And then, but I overcome that by mainly reading more books and then watch TV and try my best to communicate with other people in English and not to be too conscious about I didn't pronounce it right or maybe the grammar is not correct. So basically, language was the challenge. I wouldn't call my would say I'm working towards being successful, and of course, success has many different definitions by others. But as for myself, I am happy of what I'm doing right now. Currently, I'm a professional makeup artist. It's very different from what my parents expect of me. To them, being successful has to be a professional, maybe a lawyer, doctor. To them, that's what's successful. But for me, my definition of success is do what you love. And I'm very passionate about makeup artistry. And I think to be where I am right now, I think one has to know exactly what you want in life and be very self-disciplined and also have to set goals in life. I think I feel a lot of people, they just, let's say I have a lot of friends, they went to college, but they went to college because they feel like they need to go to college, but not necessarily knowing why they want to go to college. They feel like it's something that they have to do, but they don't know why they do it. So I think one of the most important things to be successful in life is definitely find out what you love, what you're passionate about, and follow your dreams and goals. They are not very thrilled, of course, but in the beginning, I was afraid of making them not happy because I pursue what I want. But then I think about it, it's my life and I'm responsible for it. So I will sit them down and explain to them, this is what I do and this is what I'm good at. Because success is not defined by how much you make. Some people may want to do that, but for my own personal definition, success is like what I said before, do what you love. So I think they will slowly come to understanding. I don't expect them to understand overnight, but I feel like if I'm persistent enough in believing what I do, someday they will be proud of me. Well, back then, if you ask any of my high school classmates, they would mostly remember me as a very shy introvert and just very not outgoing person. Anyone asked me to do something, I would always say yes. I would never say no because I would always try to please someone. I was trying to be liked by people because I feel like I didn't speak perfect English. I was definitely very hardworking because I felt like the only way to compensate my not perfect English was to excel in school. I would say that was the past, but now I have become a very confident person. I actually met some of my high school classmates and they think that I changed totally. It's not like candy before. I mean, I know exactly what I want. I speak my mind and confident, and I know exactly what I want. I think what separates me from the me at this moment compared to like 10 years ago when I was in college is I know what I want and I'm not afraid to pursue what I want. I believe in myself. Well, I'm sure as we grow up, we make some stupid choices. Like, you look back and say, why did I do that? But mostly, I'm very happy with my choice, especially my career choice. A lot of times, people look for guarantee, but you don't know the outcome unless you do it. And I'm very happy with the choices I made. I don't regret it. And I have my plan for the next 5 years, so we'll see. Well, you know how sometimes, like, what's the term called? Like, people pleaser? Like, every yes. time people ask you a favor, you always say yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
I was like that when I was in high school. I didn't know how to say no. I feel like if I say no, people are not going to like me. So sometimes, even though it's not something I want to do, they will ask me, oh, Annie, can you, I don't remember what they asked me. Like, can you go grab this for me? Can you borrow your pen? Can I do this? Can I do that? Even though I know I'll borrow them the pen, but they will never give it back. But I just have to do it because I felt like, oh, if I say no, like, they're not going to like me. But now, like, if I don't like you, I will tell you. If I don't want to do something, I'll definitely let you know.